It is Fish Family Solutions with our team of marriage and family therapists weekdays at this time. We're talking with marriage and family therapist Joel Walton of MendedLife.com. And I know, Joel, you've written some articles about this on your website. And the question is, my kids, they're going off to college. How do I deal with an empty nest?
You know, I often tell clients from our children's very first steps, we're teaching them to walk away from us. I was recently working with a client struggling with her own empty nest who gave me permission to share the story. During an early session, she shared with me that she enjoyed growing plants from clippings and how she loved to give them away to family and friends. She then went on to detail the process of how she would transplant them into larger pots as they grew, and then depending on the plant, she may need to move them multiple times in order to keep them in the right environment. Like her hobby, as parents, don't we do the same thing with our kids? Don't we move them into the right environment so they too can grow? Like plants, her children were never meant to live their whole lives in just one container. Mm-hmm. I then ask her, when it comes to our kids, isn't the whole reason we raise them was it someday to give them away? The real issue is not that our kids move on in life, but it's what to do with the empty space left in our hearts when they leave us. Too often, instead of celebrating a job well done, we're left with feelings of grief and loss as we struggle to find a new purpose for that empty space they've left behind. The two issues we're left to deal with is the grief and the loss of the role we played during that time of their lives, and the other is what to do with that, or how to find a new identity apart from that role. Both of these can take some time, but you know, God never closes a door in our life without opening another. It's up inside your head.